Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Amy Friedrich, Vice President with the Principal Financial Group. That's principal.com, right, Amy?
You got it.
And Principal. Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Yep, Principal with the ending with P-A-L.
A-L, yeah.
P-I-P-A-L.
Now, the survey, can they find that on that website?
They sure can. Yeah, you can go to principal.com and then /well-being.
Well-being.
So that's kind of the key. Yep, well-being.
That's where you keep all your surveys, isn't it? And then you can find the
one
on.
Right.
The future looks bright for small business owners, so check that out, folks. Amy, what are some of the other things? I know you asked them about their work-life balance. What did they tell you about that?
Well, one of the things that we always wonder about for small business owners is, you know, the kind of the lines between personal and professional for small business owners can mm-hmm. be really gray. And so what you worry about is they're feeling stressed out, feeling like they don't have a balance. They're feeling like that stuff that they're doing for their customers or, you know, for the day-to-day running of the business is bleeding into every part of their life. And so I think a really interesting finding here is when we gave them a choice to say, you know, how's your work-life balance, only 8% of them say they're not maintaining a work-life balance.
Hmm.
Many more of them, you know, 48% of them are saying, I plan vacation time and I get away.
Mm-hmm.
48% of them are saying, I'm using technology to make my life better, to work
mm-hmm.
anywhere to get better balance. They're saying, I'm planning, you know, regular exercise. I've got the staff I need when I'm away from the business to run the business well. And so,
you know what, Amy, I really believe that there's one specific thing that's allowing small business owners to be, and I think these numbers are improvements over the past, and I don't know what the old numbers would be, but I think these are better. But I really believe that the one thing that makes a small business owner have to stay close is cash flow. And the better your cash flow is, the more you feel like you can take a vacation, you can leave, because you're not worried so much about the day-to-day phone call from the bank saying, you know, you need money or you need your AR is upside down or whatever. I really think that the financial things we talked about earlier is contributing to this. What do you think?
Right, because 71% of them, when we asked them, do you have surplus capital? Do you have something to fall back on? You know, think of it even as a nest egg for your business. 71% of them are saying yes. I now have that. So I think that's exactly right. So they know if something would happen. They know if they step away a little bit from the business that they're not going to run into a payroll issue the next week. Or they're not going to run into something the next month.
Mm-hmm.
So I think these are related things. And I think what gets me excited about this is that what that means is that you've got business owners who are making calm decisions. You've
mm-hmm.
got business owners who are making decisions when they're feeling healthy, feeling like their retirement's pretty well planned for, and they can actually think beyond the next month or the next quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And those decisions tend to be better for the economy because
right.
they tend to be about investment. They tend to be about giving more to their employee population so that the employees can feel equally secure and
right.
invest in the business. And so I like that trend.
Right, I do too. And one thing, though, that I wanted to point out is your data point on adequate staff. Only 39% said they had adequate staff. What do you think that meant?
Well, I think we asked the question, we framed that question as when you walk away from the business. So when you're not there, do
mm-hmm.
you have adequate staff when you walk away from the business? And so I think
enough people are competent people. What do you think?
I think they probably answered a mixture of both. And
mm-hmm.
I suspect when you ask walking away from the business, when you're away from the business, they're talking about competence almost more than adequacy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think in that particular question, I feel like what they're saying is, I feel like I'm getting some of the right people to be around with the right attitudes towards my customers, with the right problem-solving
mm-hmm.
skills, you know, not just adequately staffed, but staffed with the people who can help make decisions
mm-hmm.
that represent, you know, my brand or my
business.
Well,
do you think the 39% is a function of of them being maybe a little bit extra picky, not being as good a delegator, or do you think it's a function of the people they have?
I think small business owners tend to have very firm opinions about
their
business.
Pretty tough, aren't we?
Yeah. I think small business owners are sometimes the absolute best people in the world to work with and work for, and sometimes they can be micromanagers.
We put our standards on our employees is what we do.
And that is not a bad thing, mm-hmm. but that can be something that keeps small business owners from finding that right balance,
yep.
because they want it to happen in very specific ways.
Principal.com/well-being.
Well-being.
Well-being.
Hey,
Amy, good job. Good job on the survey. Well done. And,
yeah,
and come back soon.
Thanks for talking to me. Take care.
Amy Friedrich, ladies and gentlemen, with the Principal Financial Group. And she'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.